Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast with your host, Yvette Mayer. And yes, that's me. I'm excited to be back in your ears again. And this week's episode is going to be an absolute cracker. Can I say that? Is that an Australian thing? Whatever the case, it's going to be a cracker. This week, I am going to be sharing with you, having worked now with over 40 women, either in my very deep dive frequency project program, which is my signature Human Design for Marketing course, or inside my private coaching containers in a really supportive and immersive way when it comes to the combination of human design and marketing. And I've been thinking about, after working with so many humans at this deep level, what makes the biggest difference? Because of course, there are varying results from the different women that I've worked with. And I am now in a position to be able to see some more patterns. And the first clue I'm going to give you is actually in the name, the Frequency Project. It is all about frequency, my friends. It is about allowing yourself to step in or up into a more expansive place and radiate your magic from the inside out. It's about being on a higher vibration. When we do this, we are far more able to magnetize dream clients into our world. So that's the headline and summary, but I actually have five key differentiators because I want you to know how you can take advantage of this wisdom to its highest potential to help you in your marketing. That's the first thing. And then I also am going to share with you, let's call it the master takeaway from all of this, the one differentiator. And I've teased it already, but I really want to bring it home for you towards the end of this episode. So five things that are going to mean that you don't just learn this wisdom, but you actually embody it in how you show up as a personal brand and market your business and have the benefits of that. You know, because, or for most of you, you've been around listening to this podcast for a while. Although if you're new around here, hi, I'm so excited that you have this podcast in your ears right now. You've come along at a perfect moment. But for most of you, you know that my story is of incredible growth over the last 14, 15 months since I made this my life's work. And even though it has a lot to do with things like my business model, the deepness of my niche, all of these things are true. The biggest thing that has changed is how I feel in my body, how confident I am in my gifts and my ability to transmit on a different level. I have more authority now. My audience is way more engaged than I've ever experienced. So this is all possible for you as well. But let's give you these five clear indicators that you're going to maximize your impact by working with this wisdom. So the first thing that I would say, and this is true whether you're learning through watching free programs or you're investing in something like the Frequency Project, is to actually be clear on what you want to get out of this. Not just that, but what are your business goals? What is exciting to you about integrating your human design into the way you market your business? Why do you want to do that? What is your expectation around the outcomes that it's going to bring for you? I find that when you show up and do this work from a place of, I have clarity around what I want and desire to experience through doing this process, as well as a goal in mind that I'm working towards. This is the first thing. If you come into my world and you're just like, oh, this is just inspiring and I hope this helps me in some way, but you don't have clarity around your goals and your expectations, then you won't take responsibility for the outcomes. So that's actually the other piece to this number one factor. It's investing yourself into this process and taking responsibility for the outcomes. Now, I can tell you for sure and for certain that with 40 people going through the same course or the same program and receiving the same wisdom, that there are 40 different outcomes, results, benefits being experienced. And that is based on largely the responsibility for integrating this work, for not just learning, but taking action, for moving in a way that says, this is important to me. I want to achieve my goals and I know that this is going to help. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, this one is interesting and very powerful, is being open to the wisdom. Now, most people come to human design and they're already quite spiritual. They have a level of, I believe in the power of the universe and I'm connected to source and I want this additional layer of wisdom. Maybe they're already into astrology or numerology or oracle cards, they see psychics, whatever the case, there is a level of, I am open to spiritual guidance. Now, this has not been the case, actually, with people that have come through the Frequency Project. I've had a couple that have never considered themselves to be spiritual that have actually had their mind blown. But that's by the by. The bigger thing is an openness that whatever is here for you or them is the right wisdom and it's going to help you in some fashion, even if at times it doesn't feel like a fit. And, you know, I'm bringing to mind one of my recent clients in the Frequency Project, Lisa. She came in and while she'd had a little dabble in human design, she hadn't taken a big dive into the deep end. And as she began to do that, she didn't necessarily like what she found. In fact, it didn't feel natural to her that the design, the profile lines, the channels, the authority were true for her. So it was a very uncomfortable process. I specifically remember talking to her about being a sacral authority, but she's a very emotional human. And actually, when we dug into the gates that she does have defined in her emotional center, there were some big clues as to why. But she remained so open that in the course of the program, she had huge shifts in the way she showed up and marketed her business, still had massive benefits because she was so open to receiving this rather than closed because at times it didn't feel like a direct match. So this is really important that there's this level of openness that you're willing to play with it, even if it doesn't make sense, and trust that there are going to be different parts within the system that do. Because human design is so multifaceted, it's so layered, and let's be real, it's just one source of wisdom. I know it's, you know, the combination of many, but you are a unique and vibrant human with your own experiences in life, and that is going to set you apart regardless of all of the human design insights in the world. You just have to be okay and comfortable with that, but also know that there is so much for you in this system, that is going to have a transformational effect on you. Of that, I couldn't be surer. And then the other thing that I'll bring up now, because this actually really connected with Lisa, is your chart. So Lisa and I share this, right? We both have very little definition in our chart. And so it's like, oh my goodness, we have all the not self, all of the lessons to learn. However, the transit chart plays a more significant role, in my opinion, when you have a lot of open space. And so if the transit chart is lighting up different parts of your chart, then actually you're not living a complete completely open experience of life. Instead, you're more likely affected by shifts in the planets and shifts in the energy within the transits in particular. So I absolutely check in with the transits. I mean, it's a big part of my body of work, but I take this very seriously, both because I believe it's very powerful for our marketing and understanding our audience, but also it affects me very deeply, and it is like a safe harbor to understand what's coming up for me in any given moment. So that is number two. The third, following on from that, is having a level of sovereignty. What does that mean? It means that you are sovereign. You do you. You trust yourself the most. I've always said this to my clients. I can give you suggestions. I can give you things to respond to, but you do you. There is nobody in this whole entire world that you can trust more than yourself. And if you have a low level of trust in yourself, this is something that you absolutely need to do some work on, because you know what is right for you better than anyone else. Now, human design is going to make that even clearer for you, because if you're working with your strategy and your authority, then you're going to have more, let's call it more inputs, more things to work with, giving you guidance to help you build more trust. So work with human design to build your trust, but also a little bit like I said with Lisa, it's you also have to listen to yourself and your own intuition rather than blindly follow anything, human design or otherwise. So trust yourself the most, and that way you're going to have a beautiful balance and way of understanding this that works for you. And that's the most important piece here. Now, another thing that happens in the Frequency Project on this topic is within the live rounds, we run a challenge towards the end where the group is invited to kind of experiment with all of the wisdom and take it into their content. And so the challenge is about showing up, really opening into human design and your individual chart and energy, and creating marketing very consistently over a 7 to 10 day period. And then there's a whole lot of requirements, and there's a beautiful big prize. Now, every time we go through this process, I want to say half of the women actually do the challenge. And I think that's amazing. And I will never suggest that you're not going to get the benefit out of this wisdom, this work, because it doesn't feel like the right time for you. You have to listen for, you have to listen to yourself. You are sovereign. You make the decision that feels right for you, right for your business, that feels aligned, that is following your strategy and your authority, and then you're going to get the most out of it. So trust yourself. Be sovereign. That's number three. Number four is a mindset of experimentation. I love this about human design, that it's not a dogma. It's not you have to do this, do it this way, it will work. There's no guarantees. I mean, there are very few guarantees in life apart from the way we leave. But with human design, it is really fun to take it in, to consider and contemplate what does this mean for me, and then show up and live it, breathe it, express it, and allow it to come through you. And I believe that it's only in this process, this taking it in, taking action, being aware, being curious, that we actually have the biggest breakthroughs. And I have seen this over and over and over again in my work. I have seen the difference between when an individual shows up and feels overwhelmed, tired, frustrated, doesn't actually experiment, feels like it's too hard, and then they don't get any results. And I feel really disappointed, because there is so much on offer, but it's really not for those that aren't willing. It's only going to help you when you're willing. And I'm talking about being willing to be uncomfortable. I mean, my work is not about learning just about yourself. No, it's not traditional human design, which you can go and do somewhere else. It is about human design and marketing. So we have to do the marketing piece. We have to actually get out of our own way and experiment with the wisdom in our marketing to know if it's true, to know and appreciate the value and the amplification that is available when we're in alignment and we're correctly expressing ourselves. It's only possible through a willingness to experiment. That is number four. And then number five, which feels like a bit of a no-brainer and is a bit of a summary of everything else, is doing the work, actually doing the work, and maybe not even doing it once, but doing it over and over again and continually experimenting, because this is the process of learning. Repetition is the mother of learning. Thank you, Jim Fortin. Repetition. It's only through repeatedly experimenting with the things that feel true for us that are getting us any sort of advantage that we start to expand into all of the opportunity. So this is about not just taking in information. It is about expressing ourselves in a new way. And that is the work of human design when it comes to human design and marketing. Now, I promised you at the end that I would come in with the ultimate differentiator. Here's what it is. Short summary is frequency. But let me express this effectively for you. There is a huge change in women that work with me when they don't only say the words, learn the information, try it on, but they freaking own it. They claim it for themselves. I have seen this so many times. I have felt this in myself. You have to understand the frequency codes that sit within the components of your design that are going to impact your marketing. You have to if you want the benefit. So for me, that's about what are the frequency codes for a generator? What are the things that are true of generators that can't be argued with, that I take complete ownership of, that I claim within myself and I show up and radiate with in my marketing? Okay. Same for my profile lines. What is it about being a line five that feels absolutely true for me? But when I project myself through my line five, it's magnetic. It's absolutely magnetic. Same with my line one, same with my personality sun gate, and I could go on and on and on. But this is the biggest thing, and I don't want you to miss it. It's don't just read this stuff about yourself or listen to it or learn about it. Be it. Become it. It's already you. It is within you. So get it without you. Get it out into the world, and then you're going to have the huge breakthroughs in your marketing, which means in your business, which means in your life. And I'm talking about quantum leaps. I'm talking about growth that doesn't make sense. This is my reality. My business is up 370% year on year. You know this from, was it the last episode? But this remains true. April is another month that is well beyond last April. So this is tracking true for me 100%, but it's also true within my community when this important bridge is crossed, the bridge from information to activating within self. That's the gold. And when you work with me privately, when you come into the Frequency Project, I promise you I am going to be there reflecting back at you with my demi-reflector ways, the power and the opportunity that you have in front of you with this work. Thanks for listening this week. I can't wait to be back in your ears sometime soon. As always, send me a note if you love this episode, share it with someone you know is going to find it valuable, and go ahead and leave me a review. That would make me so happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, and I'll see you real soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.